In a Boston courtroom today, the man convicted of bombing the marathon, the act that killed four and injured hundreds 2 years ago, faced his victims one last time. 21-year-old Johar Tsarnaev ended his long silence with a muted apology. He then faced the judge who passed the death sentence. Bill Marcus was in court in Boston today.
That's the sound of Johar Tsarnaev being returned to prison after a day in court in which he was sentenced to death. More than 24 people representing 23 victims addressing him directly. The dad of 8-year-old Martin Richard, who with his wife had publicly campaigned for a prison term rather than a death sentence, told Tsarnaev he could have stopped his brother, saying he could have walked away with a minimal sense of humanity and report his brother to the authorities. One woman said she forgave him and hoped that one day he would find the courage to take responsibility for his actions. The father of a boy who lost a leg told Tsarnaev, "All through the trial you were smirking. You don't seem to be smirking today." Tsarnaev looked towards the victims, his hands folded together, and eventually chose to speak. He praised Allah and apologized to the victims. His hand over his heart, he offered prayers for their relief and healing. Said Tsarnaev, "I ask Allah to have mercy on me, my brother, and my family." In a hushed tone voice and accented English, the bomber saying that throughout the trial, he had learned the victims' names, faces, ages, even their souls. Judge George O'Toole reminded him that whenever your name is mentioned, what will be remembered is the evil you have done. He then sentenced Tsarnaev to death, likely by lethal injection. Outside the courthouse, survivors of the marathon bombing said they are still processing Tsarnaev's words.
Everybody was waiting for him to do something great. And he did his thing. He blew people up. He got what he deserved, you know. My son's still suffering.
And I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak, because what he said showed no remorse, no regret, and no empathy for what he's done to our lives.
Bill Marcus, CBC News, Boston.